Welcome, families, to the second week of our family challenge. I hope you guys are keeping up. Did you complete all the activities and questions from last week and add a sticker to your game board? That's great! I'm so excited to get started today. Excuse me, that's my tummy. I'm kind of hungry. What do you do when you get hungry? When your tummy starts grumbling? Where do you go? I know, you probably go to mom or dad or another older person in your house and you say, "Can I please have a sandwich? Can I have some noodles or some mac and cheese? Can I have a snack or treat?" And you know what? When we ask for food, our parents give us food. It might not always be exactly the kind of food we wanted or asked for, but they make sure we have something to eat when we are hungry. Because parents are meant to take care of us, and they're meant to give us food. And you know what? God is the ultimate parent. He's the best parent ever. He's what every parent should try and be like. God gives the best food ever. And you might think, ooh, does God give chocolate? Or does he give yummy pizza? Well, God gives us Jesus. Jesus is the food. Listen to this. Jesus says this in John 6 verse 35. "I am the bread that gives life." And that's our memory verse for today. So let's all say it together and do the actions. John 6 verse 35. Jesus replied, "I am the bread that gives life." Let's say that all together. John 6 verse 35. Jesus replied, "I am the bread that gives life." Now Jesus said this about himself in John 6, and I'm going to tell you the rest of the story of John 6. It all started when some people were busy looking for Jesus. And it wasn't just a few people, but a whole crowd of people were looking for him. That's because they had seen Jesus do the most mind-blowing miracle. Jesus had made enough food to feed more than 5,000 people. And Jesus only used one boy's picnic, which wasn't much, to feed thousands of people. Now the boy's lunchbox only had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And Jesus, do you know what he did? He turned it into more food and more food and more food. And after everyone had eaten, there was so much food left over that they filled 12 baskets full. When they found Jesus, Jesus said to them, "You are only looking for me because you want more food." Jesus said, "Don't spend your time looking for food that goes bad and yucky. No, look for the food that endures to eternal life, which I will give you." The people were like, "What? How do we get this food?" Jesus told them, "All you have to do is believe in me, the one God has sent." They said to Jesus, "Prove it," like when God gave Israel bread from heaven. Then Jesus said, "The bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the whole world." Then Jesus said this, he said, "I am the bread of life, and whoever comes to me will never be hungry and never be thirsty." Jesus is the bread that gives life. Now you might wonder, is Jesus really better than a sandwich or better than some Rice Krispies? And the answer is yes! And John 6 has all the answers. And I have some objects here to help us out. Let's take a look at our first thing. It's a yummy banana. Does that look delicious? No, that looks disgusting. Ew. This happens to me all the time. I buy a box of bananas and I leave it on the counter for a few days, and then when I do want to eat a banana, it's all disgusting and yucky like this one. That's the problem with all food, not just bananas. All food eventually goes off and yucky. If you go look at the food in your fridge and cupboard at home, you'll see that most of them have a little date on them somewhere to tell you when it will expire or go bad. even all of the food in the shop will eventually go bad. But Jesus is not like this yucky banana. He never goes off. He never goes bad. That's why he said, don't look for the food that goes bad and yucky. Look for the food that lasts forever, which I will give you. Jesus is that food. Unlike the food here on earth, Jesus lasts forever. Even when people tried to kill Jesus, he came back to life because he is the bread that gives life. So let's see what else I have. I have a loaf of bread, delicious bread. I love bread. But you see, this is what happens. When you go to the shop, they make you pay for food, and it's not cheap. Food is so expensive. Every week you have to go to the shop and pay some more money to get some more food. Food is so expensive. But God's food has got no price tag on it. There's no price on it. He's ripped it off. God's food that comes from heaven is totally free. Take a look at this verse. John 6 verse 33. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Did you see that special word in the verse, gives? The bread is free. God doesn't charge for it. It doesn't say the bread that comes down from heaven and then God sells it to us. No, the bread is free. It comes down as a gift. And you know why it's free? Because actually the bread that God gives us is very expensive. It cost Jesus' life to be able to give us the bread of life. But when Jesus died on the cross, he paid the price for the expensive bread. We can have the bread of life for free. But you might say, is this bread really better? You know what? The food we eat here on earth, whether it be healthy food or not so healthy food, could maybe make us live a little bit longer. But they can't give you life forever. The bread of life, Jesus, is the only one that can give you life forever. Forever. You will live with God for eternity. So what's left for us to do? Well, there's only one thing left for us to do. To eat the bread of life. Now, this doesn't mean that we actually chew on Jesus' arms and legs. He doesn't mean that. The way that we eat Jesus is by believing in him with all our hearts. That's what we do with the bread of life. And just like bread goes into our tummies and becomes part of us, we need to believe in Jesus and make him part of our lives. We need to eat the bread of life. So let's see what we've learned today. We learned that Jesus is the bread of life. But that doesn't mean we literally chew on Jesus' arms and legs. Jesus is the bread from heaven that gives everlasting life to all who believe in him. And lastly, we learned that through faith, through believing in Jesus and making him part of our lives, we can have everlasting life. We can live forever with Jesus. Families, some questions are going to come onto the screen. Pause the video, then take as much time as you need to discuss the questions and try to answer them as best you can. Then come back for our exciting and yummy activity at the end. Okay, families, it's time for our exciting and delicious family activity. Are you guys ready? This is what you'll need. You'll need one slice of bread for every person in your family. You'll need one plate for each person in your family. You'll need a sandwich bag, any kind of bag actually that you have. You'll need a spoon. You'll need a pair of scissors. And you can use any spread that you like. I'm going to be using some chocolate spread, but you can also use peanut butter or jam or even mayonnaise or maybe even some cream cheese. Anything that you like to spread on your bread is absolutely fine. So this is what we're going to do. First, you're going to put one slice of bread on your plate, like that. Then you're going to take your spread and you're going to use your spoon to put some of your spread in one of the corners of your little bag. Try not to make a mess like me. Next, you're going to press all of the little spread that you have into the one corner of your bag. And then you're going to tie your little bag. So you've made your own little piping bag. Last thing you do is you're going to cut off a small little bit of this corner of the bag. And now you're ready to go. So what you're going to do is you are going to make a little J on top of your bread. Why are we putting a J on our bread? Because Jesus is the bread of life. So I'm going to do that. Question 1. What is your favorite kind of bread and spread? Question 2. Who is the bread that gives life? Question 3. Recite the memory verse. Is Jesus talking about a loaf of bread? What is he talking about? And there you go. One slice of bread with a J on it. You can carry on and decorate it a little bit more if you want to. It's all up to you. Let's see which family member can make the most delicious and the most well-decorated piece of bread. And while we're having our delicious snack together as a family, we are going to remember that Jesus is the bread of life. So friends, if you haven't accepted Jesus as the bread that gives life for yourself yet, if you haven't prayed and made Jesus the leader of your life yet, be sure to talk to your parents about it so they can pray with you. I don't know about you, but I've had so much fun today learning about Jesus, the bread that gives life. Maybe I've had a little bit too much fun and a little bit too much bread. My tummy is so full, it's starting to ache. I hope you guys are going to remember everything we learned today, and I'll see you guys again next week. Maybe I'll just have one more bite.